Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
I think that you will notice if you do a deeper dive into the conversations with the Sun CEO, when reporters have pushed him on this issue, would you go other places? Mm-hmm. He sort of defers and said, well, I don't remember his exact language, but something like, well, we're thinking about our future, but our future is really downtown. He hasn't committed to saying, no, absolutely not, we're not going anywhere.
All right, that's Lori Roberts, Arizona Republic columnist, with Bruce and Pamela today. Basically, Lori Roberts has said, hey, you know what? I've talked to someone on the Phoenix City Council, and that person told me Sarver threatened to leave if he didn't get his money for an arena.
And mentioned two cities specifically, whether it was veiled or whether it was overt, we don't know, but that's what Lori Roberts is saying.
It doesn't surprise me. Now, the Suns say that's never taken place.
We are committed to staying here. We've never mentioned or threatened anybody.
Correct. Who do you believe? Because I know who's right here. The Suns are saying all the right things publicly, but you know behind closed doors they're probably threatening to leave, even if it's just a threat.
Well, I tried to say hi to Lori Roberts once, and she blew me off.
Did she really?
I mean, do I trust her judgment?
I'd blow you off, too.
Does that mean I don't trust your judgment?
You might have been creepy around her. I don't know what the deal was. You could have fanboy.
No, fanboy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, fanboy. I only do that around Yvonne Winget Sanchez.
Okay.
Fanboy.
Well, I'm just saying. So, I believe that Lori Roberts spoke to somebody in the Phoenix City Council, and that person told her, yeah, he's threatened to leave. Here's the thing. What's wrong with that? He's a businessman. He can do whatever he wants. He can leave. He can stay. He can pay a tremendous amount of money if he wants to leave. He'll have to pay, you know, all these fees.
Franchise fees.
I mean, it's incredible. A better move for Robert Sarver is to sell the team. But I'd love to see that. A better move for Robert Sarver
because he'd make his money and move on.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see the Suns owned by someone who knows what they're doing.
There you go.
He doesn't – listen, the Suns haven't made the playoffs in 9 years. Suns are an embarrassment right now. They're 4-25.
They're the worst-run franchise in sports, not just the NBA.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. Now, again, Robert Sarver, smart guy, billionaire. You're not a dummy if you're a billionaire. He knows how to make money, and he also knows how to make a deal. So what he's probably doing is, behind closed doors, he is probably threatening.
He's trying to get leverage.
We'll leave. But here's the thing. Should the Phoenix City Council say, okay, bye?
I would pack him a sandwich, and I would tell him,
no,
don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
I don't like that saying. That's very, take the gorilla with you.
No, the gorilla gets to stay, man.
Listen, I've been
trying
to get rid of that gorilla for years. I mean, if Sarver leaves, let's get the gorilla out too,
Come on. Hater. I hope the city council, and this is what baffles me about the city council, you don't like the deal, you didn't have the votes. There's a poll out that says an overwhelming majority of citizens don't want the deal. Why did you delay? Who are you trying to convince here, and what are you trying to accomplish?
You think the Phoenix City Council should have voted no yesterday?
Voted no on the deal and made Sarver come back to the table.
Well,
again, stand up and don't let somebody hold your city hostage.
You're talking about politicians. Stand up. No, politicians don't stand up.
I know.
They go into the corner and they're in the fetal position.
I know. That's why I wish they had voted to just continue. And if you don't have the votes, you don't have the votes. And let Sarver, city council, you have leverage here. Sarver isn't going anywhere. I shouldn't say there's no way, because there could be a way, but from all indications, it is in your best interest to stay strong and let him blink first or let him do whatever. When you're playing chicken, you'll win. You've got the leverage.
We spoke earlier today to Kate Gallego. She's in a runoff for the Phoenix mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take place next year, early next year. What she told us was, hey, let's support the Suns, but no taxpayer dollars.
Right. Right.
So if she becomes the mayor, she'd be willing to walk away from the Suns? It's a tough thing to do. You know, I even asked her, you know, downtown would struggle. She said there's a lot more going on down. I'm putting words
right,
in her
right.
mouth a little bit, kind of rephrasing.
That we have a vibrant
there's
downtown.
A lot more going on downtown than the Suns.
Right.
But I'd love the Suns to stay. That's what she said.
Well, I think everybody would love the Suns to stay, but you cannot be told, well, if I don't get what I want, I'm going to take the team. Hey, once you make that declaration, you better be prepared to either walk or you as the city council better be prepared for him to walk because you don't want to give away everything in order to keep the Suns
here. If he moves to Seattle, what was the name of the team there? The Seattle
Supersonics, you mean?
Will he call it the Seattle Supersons?
No, he'd call them the Super Sarvers.
That's
of course
awesome.
He would.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We bring you four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
For a moment, oh so brief, the president talked about working with Democrats, but then his border wall.
And then we have the easy one, the wall. That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
So we're going to see, but I will tell you the wall will get built. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So
wait a minute. I'll tell you we'll get it built, but we'll see what happens. Wait a minute. What is going on?
The president wants the wall built, and he's ready to shut the government down. But you know how we just talked about taxpayer dollars going to the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
Well, if Trump wants to build the wall,
let Sarver pay for it.
Taxpayers will pay billions with a B. So we all...
Well, we kind of knew that, right?
Well,
he wants $5 billion to start, right?
Yes, but, you know, first of all, if you're going to have a big, beautiful wall... you know, and I'm so tired of, well, Mexico's supposed to pay for it. Candidates lie when they run for office, and then when they get in office, they lie. So you shouldn't really, you know, I never thought Mexico was actually going to pay for it. Believe me. I mean, really, no one ever thought that would happen. Do you want taxes raised to build a wall? I don't. I don't want my taxes raised to build a wall.
Well, you know, you
can figure it out a different way. Okay, I might be in for the wall.
But you say that as somebody who lives here in Arizona.
Correct.
I think most of us, we know a lot more of what's going on than, say, somebody in Dubuque, you know, or somebody in Nebraska.
Well, I don't want my taxes raised for anything. I'm so tired of it.
You're right, but I think there are people out there that are saying, hey, you know what? If that's what it takes,
mm-hmm.
my town has been overrun by, you know, Hispanics or illegal immigrants now. I don't like this. I wouldn't mind. I bet you there are a number of people in America, not Arizona necessarily, but Arizona, who say, oh, yeah, we need to still build that wall. Guess what? It's not going to happen. There's no way he's going to start building a wall that he wants.
Not so sure.
There's no way.
He could shut the government down and the Democrats could cave.
Yeah.
You never know.
Cave to what, though? $5 billion
to
what? Where are they going to get $5 billion? What are they going to cut from? We are already at $200 trillion in debt. Where are they going to get $5 billion in order to reopen the government? I just don't understand what
Trump
they would do.
Trump sleeps on money. Let him use his own money.
Well, that
He's
I'd
got
be
it
in
under
favor
the mattress.
Of. That I'd be in favor of.
No. The government will put together, you know, these budgets, and they'll put this towards that and that towards this and all that. Listen, $5 billion is a lot of money. I think it's going to cost more
than
that.
Let them tax softball bats in order to build the wall.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
I figured.
That was awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm basically a professional softball player.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Hit 688 last
season. And I'm basically a professional broadcaster, right.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry excuse for one.
Exactly. So
hey,
is your son.
Those, you can't come back from those words.
Oh,
I can call you bad at your job.
I'm going to take my ball and leave the town if you don't give
me
what I want.
I can call you bad at your job, but you can't say I can't hit a softball.
Nobody's questioning if you can hit a softball. You said you're a professional softball. Basically.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4.
Basically.
We start the 4 o'clock hour with four big blockbuster stories. And congratulations to you. You haven't ruined a segment yet today.
Oh, that's
and
something.
And yesterday
inspiring.
There was two. You ruined two.
At
right
least.
Down the tube. We got Big Story 3 and 4 to go.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona said his farewell speech would be personal and focus on the American commitment to democracy.
And be cheered by Mac and Gatos.
Hooray!
Hooray! He's not going to talk anymore.
I believe that we all know well that this is not a normal time.
All right.
And that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real.
That's Jeff.
And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
Flake has been one of President Trump's toughest Republican critics.
Yeah, you want to know what Jeff Flake is going to be remembered for?
I don't think anything.
Good point.
Or the fly in the ointment during the Trump administration that amounted to a hill of beans.
Watch this. I'm Jeff Flake, and I don't like the president, and I dump on him all day. But then, you know what I do? I vote with him all day.
Right.
I mean, you know what we need to do? We have to. Is it his last day?
Are you going to sing him happy birthday with your kazoo?
No. Let's pop the bubbly. Oh, here we go, baby. Let's pop the champagne.
Now, wait a minute.
Goodbye, Jeff Flake.
Wait a minute.
Oh, delicious.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
you
yeah.
usually pop champagne for a celebration.
Well, when's the last time I popped champagne? Remember when I told everybody, don't vote for Diane Douglas?
Oh, yeah.
Just
it was when Diane
Douglas
wasn't elected.
I popped the bubbly.
Right. But there's a reason we pop the bubbly for Diane Douglas.
Right. There's a reason I'm popping the bubbly. We don't have to listen to it.
Wait.
Okay.
Diane.
Oh, yeah. This is a flowing knife,
you know,
baby.
You are going to hit somebody in the eye with that thing. Diane Douglas was
awful,
incomprehensibly
terrible.
Bad at her job.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Flake is an afterthought. I mean, it's not. He's not good or bad. You know, it's better to be hated than ignored. It's better. You know what I mean? I don't know what his reputation will be down the road because he was ineffectual. He was kind of, I mean, up here when it comes to talking about. He may be a good guy, but for the love of everything, he looks like a yacht salesman in San Diego. That's where he should be in his Madras shorts and his topsiders. I don't understand why everybody's like, yay, Jeff Flake's leaving. It should be like, who? Oh, yeah, that guy? Okay, I don't even remember what he did.
No, I'm celebrating the fact he is leaving. Oh, who wants some? Young Zoe, what do you think? A little bubbly?
He's young.
Pablo, let's do this thing.
He's young.
He's 20-something. He's fine.
Hmm.
More from Jeff Flake, yes or no? What are you thinking? You want me to play another
clip? Of course
clip?
Not.
I believe that we all know well that...
That did. You were terrible.
All right.
This is not a normal time.
You are not a normal person.
All right. Is it going to be better?
The threats to our democracy
with Kyrsten Sinema.
Because
again, if you're going to celebrate, we celebrated Diane Douglas because a rug could do a better job than Diane Douglas. Okay, an old tattered rug on Antiques Roadshow could do a better job than Diane Douglas.
Lloyd's cat would be more effective at running schools.
Lloyd's cat's hair from its tail would be better.
Or
at the
Lloyd's
job.
Cat that was coughed up could do a better job than Diane Douglas. Hairball.
Lloyd's cat's hairball.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we should celebrate Diane Douglas not being, you know, Secretary of Education. Is it going to be better, or are we going to look back 2 years from now and go, man, I wish Jeff Flake was here.
Doesn't matter. He's gone. Oh, yeah. Have another glass, Mac. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Oh, yeah. 4 big blockbuster stories. You feeling tipsy yet? Yes
no.
or no? You're
no.
a lightweight, man.
No.
You said no! You take like 2 sips and you're like, woo!
No.
All right. You want to go to Big Story 4?
Please.
Please. Let's do it.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Well, that's a wonderful way to start.
That's a great way to start a segment.
What did the teacher say?
All started when one student used the N-word.
Ah, geez.
Here we go.
To another in the class back on November 29th. The parent also told us that the teacher then said the word should be okay to use because it is used within the African-American community.
I am a member of the Coalition for Dismantling Racism.
At tonight's school board meeting, community members raised concerns.
We watched the video, and it was somewhat vague, but it was pretty clear some of the racial epithets that the teacher was saying.
So the teacher also used the N-word.
Right.
And she said, listen, I can use the N-word.
Why can she... Oh, because she's black, so she can use the N-word.
She's not black.
What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. She's not. She's not
white.
John Mayer or Eminem here.
No.
What do you mean?
She's white. She says, "Well, listen, I could use the N-word because I had a black nanny."
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, for Flake. Crying out loud!
Oh, Jeff Flippin' Flake. Are you? That's the excuse she.
Yeesh.
I can use the N-word because I had a black nanny. That should be the height, the absolute penultimate, paramount reason to not use the N-word, you dolt. You insulted your nanny. Mm-hmm. You insulted her years of service to you raising your privileged buttocks. Mm-hmm. And you're going to insult her legacy in Africa. But, hey, don't worry. I get a pass here. I had a black nanny. Somebody ought to just call my mama. Wow.
And right around Christmas. It's not very festive.
Jeez. All the lame excuses.
So, you don't think that's a good reason I had a black nanny? You've been listening
that's
to the Big Four at Four.
Terrible.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.